And once again, you and me are the last ones to go to sleep. Why are our friends so, like, lame? I mean, seriously, it's not even 11. They're all in bed already. Well, in their tents, I mean, you know what I mean. I thought this group camping trip was supposed to be, like, debaucherous and, you know, like, we were gonna stay up all night and... Yeah, no, I guess not, clearly. I mean, we, like, got all these drinks and everything, and everyone is just completely wiped. I mean, yeah, I'm tired, too, from the drive and just, like, getting everyone's tents set up and all that stuff, but... Come on, I thought we were gonna hang out around the fire and, like, you know, maybe go skinny dipping or something. I mean, you're right, we can still do those things. It'll just be you and me. Which I'm totally fine with, but... So, how was the drive down here? I thought it was really silly that we split up, like, girls in one car, boys in the other, but whatever. That doesn't surprise me that it was rowdy and rambunctious. Because you all get like that when you're together. It's really annoying, actually. No, we don't. I mean, we sing, like, you know, old 2000s pop hits at the top of our lungs, but that's not rambunctious. That's not rowdy. Hey, don't throw popcorn at me. Oh my god, I'm gonna throw it at you. Here, take it. Take that. Good. I'm glad the drive was fine or whatever. What do you mean? Until what? Wait, are you serious? She called you? You got in a fight? Like, on the phone? Oh my god, what happened? Wait, seriously? Seriously, she was mad that you were going camping and there were gonna be, like, other women there? Oh my god, but she knows us. Like, she knows all of us. Like, we've been such a tight friend group for so long. Why don't she really cares? She's threatened by one person what? Who? Me? Your girlfriend is threatened by me. What did I do? I didn't do anything. Wait, she's, like, jealous of us? Like, what do you mean? Well, I mean... Yeah, like, you're my best friend. Of course I'm gonna be really... you know, playful with you. Oh, come on. I don't know about that. I don't think I'm all over you. Like, that doesn't sound accurate. Is it? Okay, maybe I'm touchy-feely with you, but I'm like that with all of my friends. Like, you know, guys, girls, it doesn't matter. Like, it's just how I am. Stop. You did not just say ex-girlfriend. She broke up with you? Oh my god, why didn't you say anything earlier? No, you're kidding. You're joking right now. Oh my god. I'm in shock right now. No, you did not break up. You did not break up with your girlfriend for me. Okay, fine, not for me, but, like, because of me. What the hell? Okay, first of all, I'm really sorry. I would never want to make another woman feel, like, uncomfortable or whatever, but I also just... I mean... We're just we're friends. Like, we mess around with each other a lot, and I don't get it. Why are some people so, like, intense about men and women being friends? Like, we've been friends since, like, we were 14 or something. You know, like, it's just, like, it's harmless. The way that we are with each other. Right? Okay, well, I don't really care what she thinks anymore because she's not your girlfriend, so I'm probably never gonna see her again. Yeah. I'm really sorry. I just feel bad. I feel like I've messed up your relationship. What do you mean you're not sorry? That's really sweet. You'd rather have me in your life than her? Stop! You're being all sweet and it's making my face hot. And stop. Stop! Quit throwing popcorn at me! That's not... Ugh! God, you're annoying. You're annoying, and I love you, and you're my best friend, and you're annoying. Yeah. Okay, I think I understand why everyone went to bed early. It's freezing. I know I'm sitting 2 inches from the fire, but I'm really cold. What are you doing? What are you doing? What, are you about to go skinny dipping? Why are you taking your clothes off? Oh, you're giving me your hoodie? Okay, thank you. Oh, yes, it's so big, it's so warm. I love this one. Oh, yeah, that's better. Thank you, bestie. Oh, it smells like you, too. No, of course never mind. Of course it smells like you. I'm just saying, it smells like you. What do you smell like? I don't know, don't you know what you smell like? Okay, fair. Yeah, I guess not. You smell like... like tree. And wood. Maybe like leather. Oh my god, you just love making fun of me. You just get so much pleasure from making fun of me. Yes, you smell like a tree. No, I don't know what kind. I'm trying to give you a compliment. I'm trying to tell you that you smell nice, okay? This is why everyone went to bed. They don't like our bickering. We bicker like an old married couple. That would be really funny if we were... Yeah. So, you're not tired? Yeah, me neither. I don't know why. I just... having fun with you. So, don't really want to go to bed. By the way, where am I sleeping? Yeah, I put up a tent with Mira, but she's asleep in there with Carl, and so I don't know. Weren't you supposed to sleep with him? Huh. Okay. Well, I guess I'm sleeping in your tent then. Yeah, if that's okay with you. I will probably be a much better sleeping buddy than him. Because I've heard him snore, and it's bad. It's like, it's worrisome. Like, he needs to get that checked out. You would not get any sleep. So actually, you should be thanking me for sleeping in your tent tonight. How? I don't know. By giving me this hoodie? No, like, permanently. Give me this hoodie. Well, it's my favorite hoodie of yours, too, so... You can't ask for it back now. It's already on me. I'm cold. Listen, hey, back off. No. Hey, listen to me. I promise, okay? I'm not gonna steal it from you. I would much prefer to have it with your permission. Okay, just for this trip. Just for this camping trip. Because I don't think I brought enough warm clothes. Okay. Thank you. That was easy. I'm kidding. I will not steal your hoodie, okay? I just want to keep wearing it. It's really warm, and I love how big it is. And I think it probably looks really cute on me, even though there's not a mirror out here, so I don't know. Does it? Does it look cute on me? Sorry, you don't have to answer that. Oh. Well, thank you. Well, the fire is kind of dying down now. Should we put on another log, or should we go to bed? Yeah, no, that's fine. Let's move to your tent. Oh, this is cozy. No, it's just small. It's smaller than the tent I was going to sleep in. No, I'm not complaining. We'll just have to, you know, cuddle up. I'm gonna take my shoes off and just put them over here. Do you care which side of the pallet you're on? Yeah, you be closest to the tent wall because, you know, in case like a coyote shows up or something. Well, I'm not dealing with it. No, you're the guy. You deal with the coyotes and the bears and whatever. I will be on this side, staying as far away from the walls as possible. I like this lantern. It's really cute. Yeah, none of us really had good camping gear, but you had this like nice lantern and that like those LED lights. Those were great. Yeah, you were kind of prepared. You're kind of the most prepared. Like, you had that like little pocket knife and I don't know, you're like suddenly very outdoorsy. Yes, I was impressed. I don't know if I'd call you outdoorsy, like you, like in everyday life. No, come on, you're average. You're I mean, you're half an indoor person, half an outdoor person, I would say. Okay, whatever. We can argue about it tomorrow. I'm going to get under the covers and try not to think about the fact that we are out in the middle of nowhere. Okay, I'm really sorry. This sleeping bag is kind of small. No, I'm fine with it. Are you okay with it? Like, we're really, like, on top of each other. If you're fine with it, I'm fine with it. Actually, I kind of like it. I really like cuddling. I'm a big cuddler, so. You didn't know that about me? We've been friends for so long and you didn't know that I'm, like, a big cuddler? I guess you're right. We've never really, like, shared a bed or slept near each other or anything, so. Well, you learn new things every day. I'm still kind of cold. Are you cold? Oh, thanks. Yeah, we can pull the blanket up. I hope I can sleep. No, I think it's just like the wind. Like, the wind keeps blowing and it's just like drafty. Oh, yeah, no, you could put your arms around me, yeah. I think it would help, yeah. Do you want to put them... we can face each other like this, and you can hold me? Yeah, no, this is good. Thank you. Never been this close to you before, I don't think. Yeah, I can't think of another time we've been this close. Oh my god. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that okay? I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me. I felt like it was like a magnet. Yeah. You liked kissing me? I'm like kind of lost for words right now. I liked kissing you too. I really liked it. Do you want to kiss me again? Yeah, I want you to. You feel really good. I really wish our friends weren't, like, surrounding us right now. They're already gonna have questions, I think, about us sleeping in the same tent. No, I don't care. This is the only place I'd rather be. This is the only place I want to be. And if I'm being honest, I've imagined what it's like to kiss you. A lot of times. Maybe tomorrow we can get some alone time and talk about this. Or kiss more. I don't care. Either one. Okay. Can I lay my head on your chest? I just think I'd be able to fall asleep really fast if my head was on your chest. It's cozy, right? And that way I can, you know, hold on to you, and you can hold on to me. It's just really cuddly, right? It's nice. Thanks again for letting me wear your hoodie. I feel really safe and cozy in it.